This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back of January of this year. We're talking about no other than BioLargo Inc. They trade on the OTCQB, and you can find them under the ticker symbol BLGO. And with us today is the chairman and the CEO, president of the company, Mr. Dennis Calvert. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Everett, it is so good to be here. Thanks for inviting me, and we got a lot to talk about.
We do, and we got a lot of new listeners, believe it or not, over the last couple of months. So if you would, just for about 30 seconds, give us an about statement before we get in the Q&A and tell people a little bit about your company and who you are.
Yeah, I'd be happy to, in fact. So this is a company that's been done the hard work to prove out technical innovations. We've got a whole portfolio, a little over a decade of work. And as we always say, it's clean, we focus on clean air, clean water, and a cleaner earth. And so we're an environmental engineering group. We've got these incredible innovations that are all finding their way to market. And the way I like to say it is we're really a sustainable solution provider with a menu in our toolkit to bring value to our customers. So we're finding customer traction now at many, many different places, including partnerships that can really give us leverage for expansion. So it's a great company. It's worth a deep dive. And, you know, we're glad to be here and share some of the story.
Well, you sure do have a lot of moving parts in your company, and you've been on my show many, many times. That being said, please give myself and my listeners an update on your PFAS solution. Does it really work? How big is it, and what's the opportunity going forward?
Yeah, so that's a great subject. You know, PFAS is these fluorinated compounds that are ubiquitous, meaning they're everywhere, right? And they were put into products, mostly nonstick coatings. And the first real public awareness, I mean, you know, people have been beating the drum on this problem for years, but a movie came out called Dark Waters, right? That's about a year and a half ago. And it really caught the public's attention because what it pointed out, a couple of big players, DuPont and 3M, are often referred to as some of the bigger players in this space. But the truth is there's a lot of companies that use PFAS, which is nonstick coatings, fluorinated compounds. They're called forever chemicals. Forever means that nature won't break them down. So when you put a little bit in the nature and in products for a long, long period of time, they become a problem. So I figure it's 25 to 30 years in which these products were distributed all over the world. So now, right, the world is kind of taking a turn. In fact, the Biden administration has really made this a priority. Like 2 days into office with the new appointment of the EPA head, he really said this is a problem and we're going to get ahead of it. And they're now detecting PFAS all over the world. Literally, it's in the polar ice caps. And it's in our water. It's in our food. It's in a lot of people. It's in their body. And it's in products. And so the regs are changing, but, you know, this is now a problem because it's been linked to adverse health effects. Well, So fast forward, right? You know, we are a company that focuses on all things environmental, and we always say we tackle some of the hardest projects in the world because we have the skill to do so. We got the talent, got some technology. So we started on PFAS about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and we just now are building our first commercial units, and we have four commercial trials. Two confirmed, two more in the works, to be more precise. Here's the thing. Every time we present this solution, the response we get from the market is yes. Okay, so we presented to four potential partner customers. We got four yeses, okay? And the trick is that we discovered a way, our innovators at our engineering group came up with an idea that could selectively extract the PFAS from a flow of water, selectively. And the punchline to that is that means that when we treat a large body of water that's contaminated with PFAS, like a water well, groundwater,
right,
or like ground next to a Air Force base where they use firefighting foams and it's contaminated all the ground, we can isolate the extraction to just the PFAS, which means that our waste product is a fraction. I mean, literally, it's like 1/20th, 1/150th of what the state of the art solutions being deployed in the market. And this is big business. I mean, these are projects that'll, you know, start at $500,000 and go all the way up to like $30 million. So the market's estimating this to be something like a $3+ billion a year opportunity. It'll run for 20 years easy. It's a global problem. And our company, BioLargo, is on the cutting edge of bringing a solution that really promises to be the low operating cost, high efficiency, very versatile, that extracts that PFAS and makes that water safe again. And so big business, okay, big business. So we're just in the commercial trial phase, and then what'll happen, as it does always, is we'll get some notoriety, and then partners will continue to show up, and we'll be essentially a solution and engineering service provider potentially to the world. I mean, we believe our technology has a chance to be the standard of care for dealing with PFAS in water. So it's a great innovation, and it's coming soon, and we think it's going to really, really move the needle for the company.
I want to switch gears here just for a second. Paying off debt, eliminating convertible debt, expanding commercial activity. You made a difference here in the last 3 to 4 quarters. Tell us about it, and where do we go forward?
So, yeah, the way I like to say it is think about our journey. You know, I know new investors come in and they say, hey, what's up with this company, right? But this is a journey. This is a decade of work, as we always say, the hard work, inspired by nature, right? Solving some of the biggest problems in the world. I mean, this is the real deal, and we know it. And management is long, and we're all in, and our investors have been incredible. So a couple of years ago, when we decided to really go vertical with the engineering group, that's a big chunk to bite off. I mean, we assembled a team that was, you know, 30 years in the market with one of the largest engineering firms in the world, is technical lead, right? Technical
right.
leaders. So we have this depth of talent that would rival the largest companies in the world. I mean, that's kind of what you have to realize. And once you do, then you say, how did you do that? Well, we took some risk. We brought in a lot of money, so we had some debt, we had a lot of interest expense. It was expensive and painful, frankly. So about a year and a half ago, we said, look, this has got to go away. You know, our business is positioned to really grow commercially, and the top line is going to move, and we're going to bring in the right kind of partners and the right kind of people. So we took that leap. We paid for it, cost us, right? And now that's coming to an end. That's the point. And we're down to we're down to the short hairs. This is now a very small number will come due in August. It's a convertible. They're in the money. It's the last piece. And so all in, that's almost $5 million. So we're down to about $400,000.
Nice.
And so what does that mean? That means equity. We're in an equity position. The future is so bright. The commercial opportunities are so expansive, and the innovations are the real deal. And so now it's time to really get that history, put it behind us, and get on with making this business really valuable the way it needs to be perceived by the market. So we're excited, because it's like all that hard work has now been paid for, and now it's time to go out and really make this company, you know, shine.
A few weeks ago, you put out a press release talking about a new relationship with Garrett and Callahan. Sounds like a game changer to me, but I want to hear it from your lips.
Yeah, we think so too. I mean, first of all, this is just this wonderful company, and they're 100+ years old. They're privately held. They're a national player. They got a huge sales force. One of the first things that really struck us about them was their commitment to their customer, you know, customer centric, right? Value, trust, service, long-standing reputation, careful. Adding value at a fair price. I mean, it's just, and so they got a big base, right? And their first glimpse of us was that we were a technical innovator that could take an idea from start to finish. And that's what brought us together. And so they had an idea, and they said, hey, we've got an idea. And we said, we love your idea. And they said, if you make it, I'll sell it. I mean, you know how long that took me to answer? About 10 seconds. Yeah. And then what happens is this funny thing happens. You get to know each other, and you realize you've got a similar view of how you're going to treat your customer. And it's a big world out there, okay? And in the innovation that we're doing is meaningful. And so now all of a sudden, somebody with a big footprint takes a deep dive and says, you know, I think you can help us serve our customer. And I say, yeah. You know, in fact, we'll do anything to help you serve your customer. And so this is a good spot. So we said at the inception, we thought it would expand beyond the initial focus, and it is. And so we're already working with some of their projects with their clients to solve some problems, needs, not problems, needs, right? Solutions, make it better. That's the start of something that could be really great. And really, at the end of the day, it's that commitment to customer service value that makes it work. And then relationships evolve. And they're just, they're wonderful, smart people with great relationships. And we want to support them as they serve their customer. And that is a great way for our company to expand its business. And so I think it's the culmination of years of work to be in a position to be able to sit in that trusted spot with them. And, we honor that. So we'll do everything in our power to make it big and wonderful. And so there you go.
Dennis, as you know, the market's been selling off for the last week. Your stock's been holding pretty strong. The reason why I bring that up, people are going to start to allocate and readjust their portfolios. Why should somebody take a look at BioLargo, where you guys are at right now?
That's a good question. Our story is so unusual because we've managed to survive a technology innovation, development, and adoption cycle that, frankly, one out of 1,000 can do. And when you look into our portfolio, there's not one technology. There's like 5 or 6, okay? And so what happens for us is we get this critical mass where you got some really serious talent, and we got it. And, I always say I'm the least smart in the group. I mean, really. I run around. These people are, I don't know, we've got six or seven PhDs and 13, right. Professional engineers at the front line. And our people have been doing this work in these areas of specialty for a long time now. So we are expert. All right. So why should somebody invest? Because the things we're doing are massive. And the technology is proven. So now we get to enjoy the adoption cycle. And you look at this like the Garrett Callahan, it's such a nice situation. And it's subtle, right? It's like, they're not going to walk up and write us a $20 million order. We're going to go serve a customer, and then we're going to serve another customer, and then we're going to do another one. And guess what? One day it'll be, 1,000 customers, right?
Nice.
That's the way it works. And the same thing for PFAS, It's easy to step up and say, look, I got this answer for PFAS, but you got to get people to buy it, right? So what do we do? Well, we focus on academic. We start at the top of the food chain, not the bottom, the top. You know why? Because science and engineering carry the day. And so this is a company, literally, in my opinion. Look, I've been an investor, a buyer, for like 13 years, and we're still, management's all in. We've been highly committed to investing in the business, deferring compensation, making sure that this company has the right people and the tools to go out and do something extraordinarily special. And so the That's way right. I always say it is, the last one, right. Ready? Everything right. we're doing, we believe is number one in its category. So we don't have one or two number ones. We got a bunch of them. So now we're going to enjoy it.
As for my investors and my listeners, if you're looking to get on the ground floor of a life science basic material technology company, look no further. Take a look at BioLargo Inc., trading around 14 and a half cents, market cap around $34 million. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. Dennis, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I've been a fan for years and years. I always said I think you're one of the hardest working CEOs out there. You're keeping your head down. You're keeping focus. And I like what you're doing out there. And I think some great things are going to happen for your company in 2021.
Thank you so much. And we're excited as ever. It's the best time in our journey, and I hope people take a hard look and go buy a Largo.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.